Welcome. For those of you who haven't met me yet, my name is Dawn Neal, guiding teacher of this Sangha. And we'll start with about 45 minutes of sitting. So the invitation is to find a posture that balances comfort and awareness, a certain kind of readiness. Take a moment to turn off any devices or alerts on your devices that might add to the soundscape of your meditation. Notice as you're doing so how it feels to be taking care of your space in that way. Noticing the sounds in the room. Noticing the sound of my voice. Tuning into the weight of your body on the cushion or chair or mat. Noticing the sensations in your body. Not just the weight of this body, but also a sense of lightness. Any contraction or spaciousness. The sensations of aliveness in your body. Maybe tingling or pulsing. Warmth or cool. Vibration or stillness. The invitation is to let your attention go within. Attuning to your life's breath, moving in and out, perhaps the motion of the abdomen or chest. The sensations at the tip of the nose, top of the lip. Or just the global sensation of aliveness, transpiration through the whole body. Allowing the attention to rest, the heart to settle. In the lived experience of this moment, resting on the coming and going of breath or sound, sensation. Trusting this moment, trusting the practice. Allowing sounds to come and go, thoughts to come and go, emotions, responses to come and go. Everything included in awareness. In the final moment of this meditation, if it feels right, open your heart and mind and cast your memory back over the course of these moments of practice together. Especially noticing, appreciating any moments of mindfulness, calm, settledness, no matter how small, any goodness, and steeping in that, soaking in it, appreciating it, letting those moments nourish your heart and your practice. Trust them, trusting the practice. And from that perspective, holding any moments of difficulty or challenge, distraction, with kindness, compassion. No moment of mindfulness is wasted. No moment of practice goes to waste. And from that place of kindness, compassion, casting your internal gaze outwards to the others in your life. The other and others in this room, all of those your life touches directly and indirectly. And making a resolve, may this practice, may this life be of benefit to them too. May all beings everywhere benefit directly and indirectly from our practice here together.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.